and welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Wednesday, January 6, 2021. Today in the news, during the entire year, the loss of income caused by lockdowns totaled to less than $300 billion, but the feds pumped an additional $4.4 trillion into the economy. What happened to all the money that the Fed put in the system? Asked Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. Well, some bought new cars, some paid off political debts and bought off cronies, some went into normal consumer spending, but much more of it went into the capital markets. For while Main Street economy turned down, Wall Street turned up. Stocks added $20 trillion in less than 12 months, while the companies they represent had fewer sales and lower profits. The Fed's new money went into pie-in-the-sky inflation. Well, if the global elites have their way, 2021 will be the year of the Great Reset, writes Stefan Gleason at Seeking Alpha. They believe now, after the coronavirus and lockdown policies have inflicted a heavy toll on the public, is the perfect opportunity to implement their technocratic vision. But what could go wrong? Well, given that the stock and bond markets are priced for low inflation, the entire financial system could go through a great and painful repricing to reflect the accelerating currency depreciation. The ultimate alternative? Hard currency, gold and silver, he writes. Well, this week on the American Consequences podcast, writes Trish Reagan, she spoke with Neil Grossman, famed mathematician, former executive director of J.P. Morgan Chase, who explained that taking a look at the stock market today is incredibly misleading. Yet that's exactly what lawmakers are pointing to as proof that the stimulus is working. Neil states that bloated assets eventually explode, meaning that the current state of the economy is poised for disaster. We're spending money like a drunken sailor, he writes. The money that's being pumped into the economy has never really made it to Main Street. That money is going to Wall Street, pushing up the stock market. And lastly, we often hear that 60 is the new 50 and 70 is the new 60, reports Scientific American. Well, a pair of studies from Finland, one looking at physical aging, the other at cognitive aging, strikingly demonstrates why we're looking and feeling younger. People are aging better due to improved medical care, a drop in smoking, more physical activity, better nutrition, as well as a better education, which has a powerful influence on aging and health. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver, do it today.